Good evening. I'm recording this on the evening of the 27th of January 2015, late in the evening. And I'm recording it because today is the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. 70 years ago, the Russian army arrived at Auschwitz and discovered the most terrible brutalities. Now I feel that I wouldn't be really able to sleep very well if I didn't record something of my story in relation to the Holocaust. Now, I'm not old enough to have been alive at the time of the Holocaust, but the story is that in 1977 I went to Israel, and I went there because a good friend of mine was getting married. She was Jewish and she was getting married to a guy on Kibbutz Beit Alpha. If you know the kibbutz in Israel, you might know Beit Alpha. It's rather a big one. But I went and I stayed there for a week with her family. And I felt very, very honored to be asked to hold the chuppah during the wedding ceremony. The chuppah is a kind of canopy on top of, held up by four poles, and the bride and groom, if I remember it properly, stood underneath the chuppah while they were being made man and made husband and wife. So I had that experience in the kibbutz, and I then went to, by myself, by bus, up to Haifa. That's another story. I won't tell you the whole story of my time in Israel. But I went from there then around by the Golan. That was a remarkable experience, seeing the Golan Heights, seeing what it was like to be at the bottom of the Golan Heights, to see what it was like to be on the top of the Golan Heights, and to see what kind of a view you had when you were up on top of the Golan Heights, looking down over Israel, or over the plain below. I then went down, I went to the Dead Sea, and I went to Masada, the fortress that in which I think it was 300 Jews committed suicide after they'd held off Roman troops for the best part of a year. And they decided that they would take their own lives rather than be, I assume, killed by the Romans. And then I got to Jerusalem. And I got to Jerusalem and I went to the Wailing Wall. And, well, actually, I did two main things I remember in Jerusalem. One was going to the Wailing Wall, and what a huge, unlike any other wall I'd ever seen. Big blocks of stone. It was possible to stand in front of that wall and feel humble. It had something about it that made me reflect on the size I was in the universe. Certainly made me feel humble. I then I went to visit the mosque. I went to visit the Christian places in Jerusalem, and then I went out of Jerusalem a short distance, or maybe it was just the outskirts of Jerusalem, but I went to visit Yad Vashem. Yad Vashem is the Museum of the Holocaust, and that's where I had the experience I really wanted to record here and share. Yad Vashem, the Museum of the Holocaust, I paid, I don't know, some money to get in and to go around, and nothing had prepared me for the experience I was going to have while I was in Yad Vashem. It was, as I said before, the Museum of the Holocaust, and it began showing what had happened, and I think it showed something of what led up from the Jewish point of view to what happened during the Holocaust. Anyway, what I saw were photographs of what was found when the Russians and the Allies got to the camps. I saw film and still photographs. And I was completely and utterly overwhelmed. I stood in front of pictures and tears streamed down my eyes and down my cheek. I felt totally moved. I felt I cried my heart out at the suffering and that the people had suffered. And I was just overcome. I couldn't speak. I couldn't think. All I could do was cry. And I came out in a state of shock. I suppose I did expect it to be horrific. But when I saw the photographs, it was a different kind of experience from knowing the facts. I knew the facts before. I knew the approximate numbers of people who'd been exterminated. But nothing had prepared me for that museum and what was in there. And I made a personal vow that I would never, ever forget what had happened to the Jews in Germany and Eastern Europe during that time in the 20th century. And 70 years on, today, from the liberation of Auschwitz, I just want to express my solidarity with Jewish people in the way I felt it that day, because I've said to myself, never again, never again should this be, anything like this be allowed to happen. And it did actually persuade me, I know, that I was supportive of the establishment of the State of Israel. And I felt that me, in a sense, owed it to the Jews to ensure that they had a state of their own. Anyway, I'm not really getting into the politics of it, but I just want to say what I've said. And that's enough for today. So it's Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony blog on the internet, on a day when my heart has been in Auschwitz.